It's the single biggest donation we've ever gotten.
And it's actually really important work. At least when I was going in the jazz section, there were so many artists that we needed more of their albums in there. And then, of course, there's a lot of good rock and everything, every genre, right?
Well, you know why I like the library work that you're doing? That I love it when I have a chance to do it too. Yeah. It's the most long-lasting thing you can do around Katie and Kay.
Yeah.
It's, you know, 20 years from now, new people will discover this library, which has benefited for all these years of work and will benefit for all the coming years of work.
And I've been an audiophile my whole life, listening to my dad's old records and everything, and cassette tapes and CDs. So I really love getting my hands on it and seeing the artwork, seeing the old Katie and Kay stickers and DJ's comments and everything. And that's just a part of the magic that's in the library.
It's
right?
True. Like, you came across one the other day that somebody, it was a little bit snarky, but funny, where the guy said, "Don't quit your day job," was the comment.
Yeah, there was some pretty corny stuff in the country section, of course.
Yeah?
I can only imagine.
So, you know, let's describe for our listeners just exactly what we're doing here, because it's important for a couple of reasons. Number one is we're streamlining the library, so we're making room for all of these great CDs that we got, but there's a lot of intermediate steps involved. For instance, we pick out, let's say we pick out a David Bowie CD out of the new donation. We go and see if we already have it. If we do have it, then we make sure that the best condition disc stays on the shelf.
Yeah.
And the other duplicate disc goes into the record sale.
And there are quite a bit of duplicate discs this year. And so you'll find little gems in there. Not all of it, not all of the CDs are ones that didn't get any spins here. Some are just duplicates of big hit records, right?
So not only are we filling the hole in the music library with some of this new music from this donation, but we're improving the stock of what we have.
Yeah.
And that counts for a lot too.
And hey, don't forget about the alphabet too.
When we moved the lounge section back in your office and we purged, I found Ima Sumac.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And Ima Sumac just blew me away. Yeah. I'd never heard anything about her. I mean, the lady had a 5-octave voice.
Yeah, in the lounge section of all places.
And sometimes she sounds like an earthquake in one song, and then in another song she sounds like a bird, you know, whistling and trilling. Yeah. It's just magical
stuff. It's great
stuff
to hear her on Katie and Kay. And I'd say there's very, very few DJs that are looking in the lounge section.
Yeah.
I think back to Amy Kimberly's Shimmy Shack, and that was kind of the last time I heard a show specific to that kind of music.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's a lot of cool stuff in there.